This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Final hour on this Monday. Gang's all here. Seton joining us via Zoom. You can vote on the most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved. Go to danpatrick.com. The award winners will be announced on Thursday at the very end of the show. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Christmas night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers go to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. That's one of those, if you're trying to hype up the game, Tom Brady always looks good on a promo. Who are they putting up there for the Arizona Cardinals? Did J.J. Watt make it? Like, he's the de facto Cardinal that you put him up there? Colt McCoy got hurt, didn't he? Maybe you do D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins. But Sunday night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers go to Arizona to face, we don't know either. Sunday, 7 Eastern, NBC, Peacock. Yeah, Paul.
Brady and the Bucs versus another NFL team. Tune in. What else are you doing tonight?
Yes, Marvin.
I see D-Hop up on the board.
Okay.
Good-ass dudes.
Is J.J. Watt there?
No, we're some good-ass dudes, though.
Slap in the face of the Watt brand.
G-A-Ds for short.
Yeah.
Come on. Good-ass dudes. I still love that pep talk that J.J. had. Do we have that thing? Can we find that thing?
Was that from Hard Knocks like 6 years ago?
Maybe that's why he doesn't come on the show anymore, because we sort of made fun of him.
We played it for him at the Super Bowl in San Francisco, the good-ass dude spoof.
Yeah.
Do our taxes on time?
Yeah. We help old ladies across crosswalk. We tuck in our shirts. We're good-ass dudes.
And he had no idea the camera was there, too. That's the crazy
part. Of course.
He had no idea.
I know. Who is more aware that the camera's there? Tim Tebow or J.J. Watt in those slow motion, behind the scenes, Hard Knocks, raining, my shirt is off.
That's insulting to J.J.
Do you have it? See if you can find that, Mark.
Yep, efforting.
All right, phone calls, we'll get to those. Operator Tyler standing by, the final hour of the program. Tonight, Rams and the Packers. I'm interested in this. I'm interested because Baker Mayfield is playing. What's the line on this game, Paulie? I figured it might be Packers 6.
I have right now Green Bay giving 7.5 to the Rams.
Okay.
Low over under of 39.5.
Mm.
Cold, but I don't see snow.
Okay.
24 degrees.
All right.
Which is moderate this time of year in Green Bay.
All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We spent a lot of time talking about the World Cup. It was exciting. You didn't have to root for anybody, and you came away a winner. And I always wonder, you know, because the questions always ask, oh, what do you think happens to the sport in the United States? We've been asking this question for, what, 2 decades? 3 decades? And it's a slow burn. I hope that there is going to be that carryover, even though it's 3.5 years from now, of just remembering what this was. And the United States, as the host country, and you were able to see what felt like as good a game that could decide a championship in all of sports. That I think it was that big. The magnitude of, and you know, Argentina's up 2-0, and then all of a sudden, here come Mbappe and France, and then the last 10 minutes, and then you went into the second periods, the two periods there, and then you went to PKs. It was wonderful. It was great for the sport, but it was one of those where you go, give me a game where a championship's at stake that was better than that, that had the emotional roller coaster, and you'd be hard-pressed to find that. It was that big. All right, Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Hi, Al.
Got a best of the weekend, worst of the weekend, and a saddest of the weekend.
Okay.
Best of the weekend, finally being able to put to bed the argument of who's better, Messi or Ronaldo. Clearly, it's Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Worst of the weekend, Arthur Smith finally listens to me and puts in Desmond Ridder. And who breaks my heart this time? Drake London. It's just like we're cursed. I swear we must be cursed.
Yes, you are.
Saddest of the week.
You are.
Saddest of the weekend. Poor, poor Matt Ryan. Not only does he have to deal with 28-3, now he has to deal with giving up the biggest lead in the regular season, too.
Yeah.
You got to feel for the man.
28-3 and 33-0. And he was the quarterback on both of those losing efforts. The call of Argentina's winning the World Cup sounded like this, courtesy of Telemundo.
Montielmo! No! Goal! Argentina campeón! Argentina campeón del mundo! Argentina campeón del mundo! Argentina campeón del mundo! Argentina campeón del mundo!
What was the translation? Argentina?
Argentina's the champions. Argentina's the champions.
Okay. All right. Great call by Andres Cantor, courtesy of Telemundo. We also had the Raiders and Patriots, that finish. This is how it sounded on the Raiders Nation Radio.
Mac Jones hands it off on a draw to Ramondre Stevenson, breaks out of a tackle at the 50, has the 45, breaks away from another tackle, pitches it backwards, and now Jacoby Myers spinning around, he throws it to Chandler Jones at midfield, and a stiff arm! Chandler Jones racing towards the end zone! He scores! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! On the first night of Hanukkah, it's a miracle in Las Vegas.
And then you have the Patriots call on the Sports Hub.
Jones will give it to Stevenson. He started right. He runs it up the middle, hit by Chandler. Jones slips and hit across the 45 with a stiff arm. Off a tackle at the 40. He lost the football. And Jacoby Myers picks it up. He circles back and he throws it across the field.
Oh,
Jones
God.
Is picked up by Chandler Jones. He breaks away to the 30. He runs to the 20. He runs to the 10. He runs to the end zone. Unreal! Touchdown!
This might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was, Scott Zolak. Jacoby Myers throwing it back to, of all people, the least athletic player on the field in Mac Jones. I don't know what he was going to do with it back there. And the fact that Jacoby Myers said, look, I did that on my own. Ball was lateral to me, and I tried to keep it alive, tried to make something happen. Yes, Bone?
But I could see Myers, when he first got the ball, almost reacting like, hey, I know this isn't the play we call, but let's see if we can make something here. Like, he should have just taken a knee or ran out of bounds or whatever it may be, but he got caught up in the moment.
You weren't trailing.
Right.
But they acted like they were trailing. All you do is play for overtime. You're good. Surprising. John in New York. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call today. First time, long time. 6'3 and a soft 250. 8 1/4 inch hands. Take it, Marv. My best of the weekend was Saturday night's Bills-Dolphins game. Man, what an atmosphere. Like being in a snow globe. Bills got their fifth straight win, and I'm telling you, tailgating in a blizzard, something we'll never forget. Then the game itself was a heavyweight fight. You know, you knew the Bills were going to come back and get it when the snow started falling in the fourth quarter. Josh Allen doing Superman things, and hopefully the road to the Super Bowl goes through Buffalo in the AFC. And worst of the weekend, hard to shift gears like this, but the passing of Louis Orr, one half of Syracuse's amazing Louis and Bowie show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the post game afterwards, Dan, but Jim Boeheim spent a good time really paying tribute to such a great basketball mind, both on and off the court. Louis and Roosevelt Bowie won 100 games as part of Jim's first recruiting class at the Cuse. It's a shame to lose somebody so good so young. And thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas. And Todd Genitals says Happy Hanukkah.
That's John in New York. Jenna.
Yeah.
Tolls. Oh, God. That when you fell for that, it was awesome.
Brutal.
You're like, Jenna Tolls? And then you went, oh, okay, genitals.
I've been had. I didn't catch the last name.
Yeah.
You said Jenna Tolls? I didn't.
Yeah. I think we got it. I guess you didn't catch it.
Jenna Tolls? Oh, okay.
Do you have J.J. Watt, Good Ass Dudes? All right, here we go.
Hey, the philosophy of this squad is off the field, we're good ass dudes. We're nice guys. We do the right thing. On the field, when you step on the field, you're the baddest on the planet. And together, we're the baddest team on the planet, and that's the way we're gonna attack every day. I don't care who walks into our building, I don't care whose building we walk into, we're the baddest out there. Texans on three. 1, 2, 3, Texans!
It loses a little bit when you hear a grown man going, "Wee, wee, wee." It's like you're on a roller coaster.
With your kid on swings. Yeah. Woo.
Yeah. Off the field, we're good dudes. Yeah, Paul.
We're going to help old effing ladies across the street. We're going to look both ways at the crosswalk like nobody's business. We're going to pay our taxes on time.
And we're going to effing stop at a stop sign. No rolling through that. You hear me?
We're going to have a nutritious, balanced diet like nobody's effing business.
We're going to have 3 effing square meals a day.
We're going to children's hospitals.
Going to church. And we're buying Girl Scout cookies. You effing hear me?
8 effing hours sleep.
Maybe that's why JJ hadn't been on the show in a while.
We had him on about 2 months after that at the San Francisco Super Bowl and played that for him. And he looked like he was going to crack somebody on the set. He was looking. Remember he had the stomach injury and he couldn't crack anybody? And then he hit seat with the pie.
Off the field, we're good ass dudes.
Hey,
come on,
respect it.
That's where you know the camera's rolling.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I'm gonna wager a bet that
That's
he knew the
real.
Camera. The camera was right there.
When you're
we're gonna come
ass-
together for a turkey drive.
When you're a good ass dude, you don't need a camera around to prove it.
We like to play bingo. Parcheesi.
That's boring ass dudes.
Yeah. I saw this, the longest active streak without scoring 40 points ended yesterday after 80 games. This team had gone 80 games without scoring 40 points, at least 40 points. That's the longest streak in the NFL. Yeah, Paul?
The Jacksonville Jaguars?
Jaguars with a 40-34 win, their first game with 40 points since week 15 of 2017, a span of 80 games, the longest active streak without scoring at least 40.
Ow, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Tim in L.A. joins us. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, I love you guys. Like, you know, I called before and everything like that. I love you guys a lot. I just wanted to tell you, I got, like, a lot of bets and not really even a worst. But anyways, the best is, yo, like, there was no way, like, the World Cup really ended like that. It was, like, it was so exciting to watch. I just knew it was going to get down to those kicks at the end. It was just so crazy to watch. I also want to say that right after that game, I had to hurry up and get ready, go to the Chargers game. You know what I'm saying? I was over there at the Chargers game. You know, we came out with that W. You know, frankly, like, I'm glad that the Broncos won for you two yesterday, too. So I'm pretty sure you're a little bit happy about that.
Thank you.
And then also, I wanted to say, Seton, I hope you feel better. You know what I mean? I hope you get well. As soon as possible, and I love you guys, bro. I just want to call in and say that.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate that. Yeah, Seton's still at home. Any chance that we'll see you in studio this week, Seton?
Yeah, I'm hoping. As soon as I start testing negative, I'll be back in.
Or as Paulie says, stay positive, test negative.
There you go. That's the motto.
Yes.
Seems like that's a T-shirt. Stay positive, test negative.
I wish I'd have come up with it like 2.5 years
yes.
ago.
Yes.
Like that, like maybe mid-March 2020 would have been better.
That would have been great.
Great idea right at the tail end.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll get to more phone calls. We'll hear from Bill Belichick after what happened to the Patriots and the game coming up tonight, the Rams and the Green Bay Packers. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, the pandemic, inflation, you could use a break. And maybe I can help you. Now, if you have a business, 5 or more employees, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. And it's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge has been getting your hands on it. That's why you go to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work. No charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I mentioned the Joker had 40, 27, and 10. Kevin Durant put up 43. Nets beat the Pistons. That's three games in a row against Detroit with at least 40 points for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, in case you're keeping an eye on NBA, Lakers with a big win over the Wizards. I was watching that as well. Anthony Davis, out a month. Oh.
Yeah. That's frustrating.
Yes.
Even if we're not Lakers fans, but just, you know, you want to be fully assembled.
I'd just like to see what he can be, what they can be. And, you know, Westbrook had played well. LeBron's been a little banged up. And we sort of just waited. Anthony Davis, how healthy can you be? Yeah, Paul.
The Phoenix Suns the other night against the Pelicans. Pretty good game. Devin Booker, 42 minutes, 58 points.
Yeah.
And, man, he shot the lights out.
Thank you.
I was just saying, like 40.
Thank you, Paul.
I think he had 50.
Wait, he had 58 and he shot the lights out, huh? Okay.
It's one of the lowest minutes to get to 50 when he got to 50.
Yeah. But we're seeing that more and more. Embiid puts up these numbers. Just numbers in general are crazy with the NBA. You put up 40, you put up 50, and it feels like it's happening more and more. I had a couple more phone calls in here. Loyal in Florida. Hi, Loyal.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. 6 foot, 165. And just a warning here, I'm coming with a steam full of head, and my passion bucket, it's overflowing.
Okay, Loyal.
All right, my worst of the weekend has a silver lining. So my Florida Gators lost handily, 33-3, to the Washington State Cougars. And here's the silver lining. In honor of Coach Mike Leach, I actually didn't mind it that much. I was kind of happy for all the people that like and loved him.
Okay.
Okay. My best of the weekend, Dan. I know you care about this. After 14 years of a super hard battle against depression, I realized this weekend that I'm better than I've ever been for all that time. And now the dad for my kids that I was before I had kids. And that feels great.
Good. Good for you, Loyal. I encourage you need to talk to somebody. You want to talk to somebody, then talk to somebody and see how it makes you feel. That's all. People will fight it, don't want to talk to anybody, don't want to share anything, and then you talk to people who do, and you find that somebody's there listening to you, and you start healing there. Luke in Indiana. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
DP.
Luke.
6 foot, 170. My best and worst of the weekend will both be the Colts. Best being, thank goodness, I almost thought they were going to win that game, which would have been terrible for the draft position. At this point of the season, the worst thing you want is drafting 16th and getting last pick the litter at QB. So good thing that they really showed their true colors and lost. my worst of the weekend, also the Colts. How inept do you have to be on offense to score 36 points and only have one offensive touchdown? I mean, it's really sad to watch. It's an anemic offense, and just great to know that the whole nation got to see really how bad the Colts are. So that's all right. All I got.
Well, thank you, Luke. Here is Matt Ryan on the loss to the Vikings.
Guys, tough one to swallow. We didn't make enough plays at the right time. When you have chances to put people away, we've got to do a better job than we have done up until this point.
And then there's Jeff Saturday, the Colts head coach.
Again, self-inflicted wounds. Like, if you look at it offensively, again, you know, you can't turn the ball over. You can't jump off sides on the short. You know, you can't those kinds of mistakes ultimately cost you ball games. And so it doesn't matter what quarter it is, you know, you start fast. It's, you know, it's a complete game. You got to play all 60 minutes. So as far as like breaking it apart, doing all those kinds of things, it's much bigger than that. It's opportunities that you miss in the first quarter, no different than the fourth quarter. When plays are there to be made, you got to make them. And we didn't make enough.
What's going to happen at the head coaching position for the Colts? Has Jeff Saturday done enough to be considered a candidate for the full-time job there, not an interim basis? I would say no, but you know, Jim Irsay, when he introduced Jeff Saturday, it's like, hey, your guy's going to find out exactly, you know, who this guy is, and he's a leader, doesn't need to have any coaching experience, but I think you have to have a little bit of coaching experience. Yeah, Paul.
The Colts right now, 4-9-1, would have the sixth pick of the draft. You got to think that Houston's taking a quarterback, Seattle maybe, Detroit likely, maybe at least, and then the Colts would have, I guess at worst, the fourth quarterback off the board.
Yeah, but I don't know who that would be.
Right.
Because if it's C.J. Stroud is going to go, Young is going to go, Will Levis is going to go, I don't know who would be the fourth guy there. Max Duggan of TCU did announce that he was going to go pro. But I think he's playing, he's got at least one more bowl game there. But I don't know what I haven't seen any draft profile on Max Duggan. Yes, Paul.
I have the bowl schedule. Today is a big one, Dan. 2:30 p.m. Eastern, where that's the hottest bowl window. 2:30 on a Monday. Marshall at UConn for the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Okay.
The Marvin Bowl.
All right.
Marvin's UConn team is getting 12.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Then we got a full slate. We got two bowl games tomorrow. Your roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, Liberty Toledo, and the famous Idaho Potato Bowl with no teams from Idaho in it, Eastern Michigan versus San Jose State.
That's tomorrow. I think there's one school that has a losing record, that there's 80 teams that qualify for bowl games. I think there's only one that had a losing record this year. They couldn't find 80 teams that had winning records. I think, I don't know who it is, but they have a losing record.
I think Rice had a losing record in the Lending Tree Bowl, which really sullies that brand.
Yeah.
Rice at Southern Miss. Southern Miss won 38-24. Rice finished season 5-8.
Yeah.
Checking my math, they must have been 5-7 a couple days ago.
I would say that was our outlier there. Here's Bill Belichick talking about what happened on the final play in Las Vegas.
Well, you know, unfortunately here today we had too many, just collectively we made too many mistakes and, you know, gave up some big plays that were obviously the difference in the game. So, you know, just can't do that in this league and it cost us. So, got to work to eliminate those and, you know, continue to play. The good football that we played, but we just had too many mistakes and too many bad plays to win. So that was obvious.
On that final play, I know it was play. Was it instinctive on Ramondre? Was he given the green light to pitch it if he had an opening?
We made a mistake. You know, played it where a mistake on play.
So. Okay. I can't imagine what Belichick had to be thinking when he's looking at this final play and it's like, okay, not okay. And then Chandler Jones goes in. You're tied. But they played as if they were down. Mind-boggling. You're thinking, wait, how do you lose a game like that? Just like they did. Throw it back to Mac Jones, because that's the guy who's going to make some magic happen. Yeah, Marv.
The best part is Chandler Jones was just standing there. He was like, wait, the ball's coming over here?
He thinks the play is over and we're going to overtime. Like, I'm not going to go chase the guy.
The Patriots are running the ball, so I'm just thinking they're just going to run the clock out. And then the running back starts it, and then it just starts this domino effect of, oh, let's lateral it when the game's tied.
Scott in Montana. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so I settled in on Saturday with my love sack for a full day of football, and I'm a lifelong Vikings fan, but I can't even give that my best of the weekend. That just gets the DP. Okay. Worst of the weekend is the Montana State Bobcats losing in the semifinals on an ice rink in Brookings, South Dakota. And adding insult to injury, Dan, I lost my fantasy playoff game to a guy that started Cousins and Cook from my Minnesota Vikings. It was a roller coaster on Saturday. It was brutal.
Yeah, sounds like it. Thanks for the phone call. Matthew in Oregon. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
Best would be the Niners taking care of business on Thursday, and then my Beavers throwing a smackdown against Florida on Saturday. The worst being is that I have to keep this mustache because I'm a little superstitious, and with my Niners doing as good as they are, got to keep that. But I got a question for you about these all these comebacks wins this season, these big comebacks. Is it time management? Is it good adjustments in the second half? I mean, I expect it in college and high school with so much opportunity to stop the clock, but in the NFL with the ability to run the clock, how do these teams have, with so little time, the ability to come back in these games? So,
all right. Well, thank you for the phone call there, Matt. Five games in week 15 decided by game-winning scores on the final play. Also, week 15 is the first week in the history of the NFL. Three teams came back from at least 17 down. Jags trailed the boys by 17. Bengals trailed the Buccaneers by 17. And the Vikings trailed the Colts by 33 before completing the largest comeback in NFL history. James in Virginia joins us on the program. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, DP, Danette. Christmas week, guys. It's Christmas week, man. One of my favorite weeks of the year, man. Love handing out presents. I call in for my best and the worst, man. Salute the Commanders. I'll start with my worst, man. They got jobs, man. They got jobs. I blame the refs. I blame the refs, and I blame the refs. That's all I got to say about that. Salute the Commanders. If they can get two of the next three, I think they might get in. But my best, man, just an amazing weekend of sports. Wow, man, starting out on Saturday with the football, I thought the Vikings game was over. I turned it off. Look back, wow, comeback win. The Miami-Buffalo game, back and forth the whole game. Sunday morning, you get the World Cup, the greatest player ever to play soccer, facing against one of the best upcoming players in Mbappe, man. But this is an amazing game to go into the NFL weekend. Wow, man, it was just so amazing as a sports fan. I'll take it off the air, guys. If I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. But I'm sure I will. Have a great day.
Thank you, James. James always looking at the bright side of things. His Commanders lost. Yes, he did blame the officials, but he's still positive. Trying to have a positive outlook there. Yeah, Pauline?
How does he do that? I'm more bothered by the Commanders' loss. I don't even care about it.
Jalen Hurts rushed for three touchdowns, second career game with at least three rushing touchdowns, tied with Dante Culpepper, Johnny Lujack, and Tobin Rote for most such games by a quarterback in NFL history. He didn't play great. Eagles didn't play great. And you could say, is this a trap game? Was it a trap game for the Cowboys playing Jacksonville in Jacksonville? All the talk had been during the week about, oh my gosh, did you hear what Micah Parsons had to say about Jalen Hurts? Well, the Eagles almost fell into that trap, pulling out that win, and Dallas did fall in that trap. Do we have the line on Philadelphia and Dallas coming up this weekend? Because I'm curious, Dallas favored by 3, 2.5? Is that that many? Yeah, Paul.
I got right now the Cowboys are favored by 1.5.
Okay.
And the over-under is 51.
Oh, all right. Got a little offense there.
They like the Eagles.
Any other strange point spreads coming up this next week?
Strange. The Ravens are still favored by 7 over the Falcons. And the Ravens laid a big egg this weekend. Detroit is a 3-point favorite at the Panthers. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, Marv.
Was NBC not able to flex the Raiders-Steelers for Cowboys-Eagles?
Yeah. Yikes.
Oh, I don't know.
Raiders-Steelers next Sunday night? Is that NFL Network? That's Saturday night. See, they can't flex that. That's an NFL Network game. Unflexible. Unflexible. Oh. And then Sunday night is NBC Buccaneers Cardinals, which
they couldn't flex out of that.
Yeah, the Cardinals end of it, that's not helping much.
Yes, Todd.
And they keep trying to promote that as the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, this big Raiders Steeler game.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, but none of those guys will be playing in this game.
They will not.
Franco Harris will not be playing.
No.
I'd rather watch Lynn Swann watching this game than watch this game.
I think it'll be why.
I'll tell you.
It's the NFL. You never know. You probably thought, oh, Colts and the Vikings, this isn't any good.
But on paper, you schedule your weekend on paper. Like, what? Like, if you look at the Christmas Day games, the early one, Packers at Dolphins, great. Packers are absolutely going to need that one. Dolphins are going to need that one.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's great.
It sets up as great. But then you have Broncos-Rams at the 4:30 CBS game on Christmas Day. That's nap time, man. That is nap time.
Yeah, that's not good. That's like, yeah, Marv.
In August, they thought that was sexy.
Probably.
Yeah, they were like, whoa, this is a good
Hey, I used to do that when I worked at NBC on Football Night in America. It's like, oh, in that game, and then that game. Oh, now, Sunday night, we always had great schedules, but there'd be a couple of times where you go, that's not going to be a good game. You have Cincinnati at New England on Saturday. Seattle at Kansas City. Man, if you're Geno Smith, you got to make some magic here. Philadelphia will be at Dallas.
Monday Night Football, the day after Christmas, Chargers at Colts. Oh, I hate that game for the Chargers because they should win it handily.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm thinking about, is this right with Cincinnati? So they were at Tampa, then they're at New England, then they host Buffalo and host Baltimore. And
I got that too.
If you take two out of three and you're healthy, boy, the Bengals are going to be really feared.
They've had a great second half of the season.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase is all back.
Cowboys have to go 3-0 down the stretch. Philadelphia 0-3 to win the division there. But if Geno Smith, Seattle is what, 7-8 right now? They have
7-7.
7-7. So if they lose that game, then they have the Jets and the Rams both at home. Tyler Lockett out with a broken hand or broken bone in his hand.
Yeah, yeah. Right now in the NFC, it's Eagles, Vikings, Niners, Bucks for the division winners as of today. The Bucks at 6-8 are the division winners, by the way. Cowboys, Giants, Commanders for the wild card as of now. Seahawks, Lions, Packers have a ton of work to do. Packers need a ton of help.
But Tampa's only ahead of Carolina by one game.
Right.
Carolina's 5-9. New Orleans is 5-9. People laughed when I said, you know, a few weeks ago, Tampa will win this division. They'll be 8-9. Maybe. Yes, Paul.
We brought this up a long time ago, and it's more apt now. Would you be in favor of a rule that if you have a losing record, you cannot be in the playoffs?
No, you can't host a playoff.
You can't even watch. You shouldn't be able to watch
it. No. I don't think you should be able to host.
Right.
If you have a losing record.
You have to go on the road.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's going to happen with Tampa Bay. Whoever wins that division is hosting a playoff game. Isn't that amazing? Carolina 5-9, New Orleans 5-9, Atlanta's 5-9. Take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Anybody taking the Rams against the Packers tonight? Straight up? Anybody taking the Rams and the points? Yeah, Marv.
No.
Okay. Thank you. I was waiting for something audible here. What's the line with the Rams? Rams, Packers, 6.5? Yeah, Paulie?
I don't know the line, but I wonder if Baker Mayfield would have been better off like pulling a hammy this week at practice, and that was a standalone game. So now you'd have to decide on whether you'd bring him back just off that one night.
Oh, I could never make a decision like that.
But someone would have to. Like a nice pulled quad would have been the best thing to happen to him.
Yes, Ton.
Yeah, the Packers are favored, -7.
Oh, 7. Okay. Troy in Kentucky joins us. Hi, Troy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, Dan.
All right.
Enjoy the show. My best of the weekend is my Murray State Lady Racers going into Memorial Coliseum and beating UK Lady Wildcats for the first time since 1973. Okay. So, big win for the Lady Racers, and staying with the Murray State theme, John Morant getting thrown out by talking to a fan.
Yeah.
That was not a good weekend. Not a good weekend for the referee, but enjoy the show, and I'll listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Troy. Thanks for the phone calls. Brian in South Dakota. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Good morning. Say, I got a worst and a best of the weekend.
Okay.
My worst was my Dolphin. Oh, my God. However, my best of the weekend kind of involved Paulie. Friday, he accepted a bet, and he took Montana State, and I had SDSU. And correct me if I'm wrong, but SDSU won 39-18.
Closer than the score appeared, Dan. I just want to put that out there. Yeah, South Dakota State, they're rolling. Good football team.
Yeah.
So, Dan, my question would be, should we give Paulie a do-over or a double or nothing?
Well, what's the double or nothing? And it's up to you. You're the one that won the bet.
Well, if he wants to take NDSU in the championship, I will give him a double or nothing.
Paulie.
That is tough. North Dakota, the Bison are down a hair this year,
yeah.
Your Bison.
But yeah.
South Dakota State looks fantastic. So instead of one pie, I get two pies simultaneously?
Yes.
Or none. I'll take that bet. That'll make it more fun.
Well, actually, instead of the pies, I was going to say maybe you get the rest of the Fab Five there to sign a T-shirt for me and send it if I win the bet.
I'm up for that.
No, that's not good content, Brian.
We'll sign it on the air.
Oh, okay.
On radio.
Wow, that'll be great. Yeah. You can listen to us on radio signing. We'll work that out there, Brian. But I think Paulie took you up on your bet. Double or nothing. A couple more phone calls in here. How about this day in sports history, Paulie?
Oh, got a bunch. 1887, Jake Kilrain and Jim Smith fought a bare knuckles title fight. It lasted 106 rounds, 2 hours and 30 minutes. The fight was ruled a draw and halted due to darkness. So that means they did it all for nothing, bare knuckles.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I know. 1964, ABC used the overhead camera for the first time. That was the Liberty Bowl. In 85, ABC announced they were severing ties with Howard Cosell. He stayed at ABC Radio, but that was a big move for them. Let's see. Bo Jackson in 1990 of the Raiders became the first athlete ever to be chosen for All-Star games in two different sports in the same season. That's it. Oh, well, 2003, the ball that was deflected by a fan, Steve Bartman, in the stands for the Cubs, was sold for $106,000 at auction.
How about the guy that got Aaron Judge's home run ball? And he was offered, I think, two. I think somebody said that maybe it would be up to $3 million, and then he was going to take it to auction. And I thought, well, you think you're going to make more than $3 million? And apparently he did, and it turns out it's one and a half. But if you share a percentage of that with the auction house, I mean, granted, he's still walking away with over $1 million, but I think he overplayed his hand there. Yeah, Paul.
And our buddy Darren Revelle of the Action Network, he thought it'd be worth more because Judge is staying with the Yankees.
Yeah.
And it didn't turn out that way.
What else do we have on this day? Jeff Triplett hits Cleveland Browns tackle Orlando Brown in the eye with the penalty flag. And Brown shoves Triplett to the ground, had an indefinite suspension that's later dropped. He receives a settlement from the league that caused permanent damage to his eye. He did come back and play with the Ravens in 2003, 4 years later. Do you guys know what the settlement was for Orlando Brown from the league after getting hit in the eye by the official, Jeff Triplett? Todd?
$200,000.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
$5 million.
All right. Marvin?
$100,000.
All right. Paulie?
$700,000.
In between $15 and $20 million.
Wow. Really?
Yes. That's the settlement that I saw.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who thought it was a good idea to have a huge weight at the end of the flags back then? That's a lot. It's like half now.
Well, you have to throw it so it goes someplace. You can't throw it like it's in a paper airplane and don't know what direction it's going. You got to be able to throw it.
But there wasn't a rule at the time where if a guy has caused a penalty, the refs had to actually hit him with the flag to show people at home who did it.
I never understood that when a guy gets called for holding and the official throws it like right at that player, almost like shame, shame, yeah. Like angry.
Yeah, wait, who was holding that guy?
That right there. That guy.
This guy right here.
Yes, Todd.
To be extra careful, you could just do it like soccer. You just put it in his face like they do with the yellow card as opposed to throwing it at him.
Yeah. Yellow card. Red card. And let me see. Allen Iverson was traded to the Nuggets on this day. Two first-round picks, Andre Miller and Joe Smith, who I think played for more teams than anybody in the history of the game. NBA coming up tonight, Paulie?
Some of the late games. You got Lakers at Suns. Let's see what else is saucy. Oh, this is good. 8 o'clock Eastern, Bucks at Pelicans. I'd watch that.
Yeah. How about over under Devin Booker 40 tonight? Over under 40.
Phoenix is giving 10 to the Lakers, the Davis-less Lakers. Davis-less.
This is. Anything else that we should keep an eye on?
Yeah, just the bowl games. You got bowl games this afternoon. I think it's the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
I love that.
Which is.
Yeah, love it.
White hot.
Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Back left, I'll start with you, Todd.
Wright Thompson's grandmother couldn't bear to watch the World Cup final. PK's thinking about the moms about to watch their kids lose.
I did wonder that, and I have wondered that, if you were a father, you're watching your son. So you're watching Brock Purdy, and he's on the field, and he's playing against Tom Brady. And how you can stay in the game and not affect you, because I would have to get up and leave. I think I'd have a hard time watching. I never had to worry about that with my kids, but if I did, it would have been difficult. Seton?
Russ Tucker finally being recognized for his dedication to food, which is nice.
Marvin?
Wright Thompson doing a profile on Joe Montana.
Paulie?
Andres Cantor with a walk-off.
Guys, don't wait until next year to take care of your health. M-Drive supplement support, testosterone, energy, strength, and overall health. Get started now. Use the promo code DAN, 20% off at mdrivedan.com. That's promo code DAN, mdrivedan.com. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this Monday show, Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain, one-of-a-kind digital cards. Now, available in packs or Panini's public auctions, those are located on the site. Find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, official products from the NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Collectors can share their cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items you love. Panini NFT platform. Keep an eye out for unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Select NFT holders have access to, like on-the-field experiences at NFL games, backstage at UFC, and so much more. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.